Will Dill go? Because anything else would be uncivilized.
And at number five is All Along the Watchtower by Dean Ryan and the Real Deal Media All-Star Band. Wonderful. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, everybody, to Real Deal Media's Finest Hour. Yes, indeed. I am Dean Ryan, and tonight is What Say You, a fan favorite show here where we focus on you, the viewers, for your questions, your comments, your concerns, and dare I say, conjecture. On top of all the headlines that are making the news around the world and in your neck of the woods, which we'll get to. But tonight we have a very special edition of a show. Aaron Cates has brought his good friend and our good friend, a good friend of the show, James Grunvig here, who's going to be joining us here in a second. And tonight we're going to be fielding a lot of inquiries, but also addressing many of the pressing issues that are now underway, no doubt about that. You may have heard of the earthquakes, of the eclipse, of, at this point, we're looking for locusts and just dancing, just frogs and all kinds of just ailments that are just, you heard in Revelations, seems to be happening now in a very timely manner. But before I even get to it, I want to introduce Toronto's favorite son, who's here with us live, the one, the only, Inspector Aaron Cates. Aaron, welcome. What say you?
Welcome, ladies and gents. Good evening. How you doing, Dean?
I'm doing great, Aaron. I just got done bench pressing and doing a lot of leg lifts, and I feel very testosterone, just happy and frenzy.
Awesome. Well, you look good, man. You look good. Like, keep it up, whatever you're doing.
Thank you very much. Please stop it. Okay, anyways, also joining us for his first time here at What Say You, this is a man who is now running and heading and spearheading the decentralized media. It's quite a factor. If you haven't seen it, you can find him just all sorts of places. And the one, the only, James Grunvig. James, welcome.
Thank you, Dean. Good to see you, Aaron.
Yeah, James, welcome to the show. We're so happy to have you here.
Thanks.
James, it's good to happen. You know, a lot's happening, you know, if you had to put your finger on the pulse, James, mm-hmm. of what is the most pressing issue of the day, where'd that be going?
I think the eclipse is like it's so overhyped. It's so psyoped. What's actually going to happen, right? Are they going to weather warfare and try to chemtrail it and block out the view of some people along the 1,200-mile, 1,500-mile path from Texas all the way to Maine? Are they going to, I don't know, those three sounding rockets from Nassau? That's pretty interesting, right? What are they going to do? And is CERN all the way over in Europe, is that going to have any effect at all on the sun, on the lighting, on the shade? I don't know, but very bizarre, because in the past, right, eclipses were never this complicated, except in the movie Apocalypto.
That's right. Yeah, this is a very temperamental eclipse. This isn't your grandmother's eclipse for sure. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of people talking. And Aaron, I know you have some Canadian news, some Middle East news we're going to get to. So we're going to try to make this work. I'm literally a one-man band in a pouring rain on a unicycle. But, miracles do happen, don't they, Aaron? But why don't we get started with some headlines from around the world and in your neck of the woods, shall we, Aaron? Let's do it. Here we go. Well, that's right. You heard it. The solar eclipse is really just an eclipse of the heart, or is it? Well, many people seem to have a theory these days. And why shouldn't they? Because nobody knows which way north, south, west, east is. But let's talk about this now, because this just happened to cross the Real Deal Media news desk moments ago. Now, get this, a statewide emergency has been declared now in a plethora of different places. This is unbelievable. Starting in Indiana, ahead of the solar eclipse, Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb has now issued an emergency declaration as a precaution ahead of the most hyped event since Y2K. And I'm telling you, I'm getting flashbacks already, the April 8th event. Well, yes, Eric Holcomb, the governor of Indiana, has now issued a statewide state of emergency due to the large influx of visitors to his state to watch the solar eclipse. I'm sure that's why it seems to be the case. Well, the governor said that a number of visitors to Indiana may strain the state's communications, transportations, emergency response systems, warranting the need for declaration. Indiana includes some of the best locations in the United States to see the eclipse. Yes. Have you booked your eclipse camping ground? Well, the massive number of people viewing the event in our state, he says, is well stressed. It might interfere with first responders, public safety communications, emergency response systems, such that the technological systems may fail because of the influx. Really, is that all? Well, let me tell you about this now. If that's the case, well, here it is. Dozens of other cities now, I can tell you, have now just declared state of emergency as well. I mean, I didn't know everybody's getting out of the house this day. Or that day or that night. Well, here it is. Kentucky, West Virginia, Ontario, Canada, Arkansas, Killeen, Texas, Ohio, Missouri County, Charleston County, Jackson County in Kansas City over there. What in the world is happening? Well, and why is NASA very concerned about people's well-being all of a sudden? Well, here's a little clip. We're going to get the guys to discuss after. Maybe it will put it in perspective and we can sleep easy at night and live our lives once again. Check this out.
Humanity, and that's because space brings us together. There's no better proof than moments like this, a total solar eclipse. It's a moment when millions of people across North America will look to the heavens as the moon passes in front and between the sun and the earth. And it's a rare sight that we haven't seen in 7 years. And unusual things start to happen as the normal rhythms of Earth are disrupted. When you're seeing this eclipse, you ought to observe this. As the day appears to turn to dusk and then dark, people have heard birds stop singing. They've seen giraffes suddenly begin to gallop. Roosters start crowing and crickets chirp. So watch for these unusual behaviors. And we encourage you.
Dogs and cats getting along, giraffes doing the two-step. I mean, what is this all about? James, let's go to you first, because I really have low tolerance these days, the older I get. What in Hades is he talking about, first and foremost?
Well, that's the old version of the eclipse. The new version could be something different, in my opinion. We got two broods of cicadas, 17-year cicadas, 13-year cicadas, and they only come out at night once every 200 years combined, and they're like right in the path of the eclipse. So that's one aspect. There's another aspect. There's a devil's comet out there that ponds, brooks, or whatever it's called, but really it's a devil's comet because it got two horns. It's flying, and that's going to be the most visible on the 12th of April, but it's crossed. It will be visible on the eclipse on the 8th. Then we have what? On the 25th of March, we had last week, 25th of March, we had what? Oh, we had the beginning of a special kind of partial lunar eclipse. Well, the last time those three conjunctions happened with the brood of cicadas was 1811. What happened in 1811? Well, apparently, if history is right, or the cabal didn't, or, you know, change history, apparently 2,000 swarms of earthquakes over a number of months in the New Madrid Fault, which is where? Northeast Missouri and Southern Illinois. That's where one of the major fault lines in the United States is. So that's interesting. And what also happened, though, it was a banker's war. It was the Rothschilds of the day. Mayor Amschel, whatever his name was, they started the War of 1812. It was a banker's war. Well, what happened in back in the 24th of February? Oh, Jacob Rothschild died. Oh, the Federal Reserve on the 11th of March, it no longer is the Federal Reserve. It basically closed out a fiat currency window that prohibits banks from creating money out of thin air. So I'm just wondering, out this 200 plus year cycle, are we going to finally see the full exposure on the Babylonian fiat money system? Will it collapse? Is this an opportunity? Is this veil of the eclipse, is this symbolically going to free the people so they can actually learn things, come out of their zombie coma? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. And Aaron, as you can see here, Aaron, we'll bring you in. Look at the influx of people in Indiana. Look at that influx. Wow.
Shut it down.
Well, they should probably bring in the UN for extra help and just whoever's available. I mean, those guys alone, I don't know how they're passing it. Aaron, how's this going to go? You know, you want to take a stab at it before I slam dunk?
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking at the equipment there. That's some awesome equipment. I would love to get some equipment, especially when I was a kid. I used to love astronomy and staring at the stars and so forth. But I'm feeling like this is like a Y2K moment. I'm really feeling this is just overhyped. I was actually questioning, you know, it's very interesting that they're calling, you know, the state of emergency. I've never seen a state of emergency before for any eclipse. And I get it that there, you know, you should definitely not stare at the sun, but we've had eclipses before, but this one seems like they're really making a big deal about it. And Niagara Falls is supposed to be having like a million people from around the world. Hotels are sold out. People tried to book reservations a year in advance.
It's hard to.
And some of the reservations got canceled. And I believe that's because there's some illegals that are taking over longer stay than they were supposed to. Yeah.
And Aaron, I can report, as you can see there, two more people came. So we better call in backup on this one, Aaron. I don't know. This is a very dangerous situation, but thank you for your input. But I'm kind of with you, Aaron. I think that this is a military drill to see what people do in a time of crises, calamity, and no closure whatsoever. And if anything, if there is anything that goes haywire, it goes right back to the Titan, the garage swap meet just submarine that was floated over there so they could cut the internet cables. And I think if anything happens, that would be it, if you know what I'm saying. But all right, Aaron, thank you very much. We'll stand by there. So there you have it. Very intuitive. I think we're all on the same page. And boy, if you live in Indiana, I would just get out now. They're all coming. It's terrible. Moving on now, you might have heard this too, as the director over there at NASA was saying, birds are no longer singing when you suddenly appear, flowers are dying, giraffes are just dancing and doing weird moves. But something is indeed happening. Now, Taiwan, if you haven't heard, has now received a 7.4 magnitude earthquake just the other day, just within the past 24 hours. Yeah, Taiwan's biggest earthquake in the last 25 years. Can you believe it? Killed 9 people Wednesday, just this recent Wednesday, injured more than 900, while 50 workers traveling in minibuses now been missing. People are dying, dead on the street. Now, here's what the skinny is now. Some buildings tilted, a lot of footage, as sparsely populated places like Hulin near the epicenter of the 7.2 magnitude quake just there alone. Many people are wondering, is this the apocalypse that the April 8th is going to bring us? Well, in case you haven't seen it, here's a little clip of just what this earthquake was doing as it rocked Taiwan. And I'm sure it rocked it like a natural earthquake would. Very bizarre. James, I'm going to go to you. Is this another example of the DEWs that are coming from Antarctica? Because I have a feeling it is, because Turkey just had a similar quake not that long ago.
Yeah,
in Hades.
I would say it's a heart from Antarctica for sure. That's my belief. The timing of it's very interesting, in between the key bridge collapsing, right, with the Dali. Yes. Deliberately being cyber hacked or whatever, or just simply driven into the stanchion, and then the bridge miraculously. Steel doesn't break apart a joint. Steel stretches and bends and twists. It used to be in highway construction way back in a former life, and it doesn't behave that way. So there were probably some shape charges on there and whatever. So you have that. The day after, you had the Epstein Island of the West and Puff Daddy or P. Diddy, whatever you want to call them. So, you know, the cabal loves to change narratives. Oh, we got bad news, Epstein Island, let's bring out the alien invasion in Miami Mall. Oh, we got Puff Daddy on Monday, let's bring out the Key Bridge on Tuesday, right? Let's get everyone freaked out about CERN and NASA. Now we have the Taiwan earthquake, and we're not even to next Monday yet.
I know. I mean, what a very filled calendar we have here of events. But we spoke earlier in the green room regarding Japan. Now, Japan is on major tsunami warning. In fact, here it is right here. I want to get your take on this, because if you could see the waters start, they're starting to recede over there in Okinawa.
Yeah,
this is a very dangerous proposition that's about to emerge here.
And Okinawa is geographically located in between Taiwan and mainland Japan. So it's right in the path of a tsunami.
Unbelievable stuff. Unbelievable.
But then we had 9 Chinese Navy ships and 30 aircraft miraculously arrive, not to help the people of Taiwan, but to suddenly go into Taiwan waters and like surround the island to a degree.
Really? So
well, that's what feels like. It's honestly a harp and okay, China, come and put some intimidating presence around the country. Not to help the people. They weren't there for a rescue mission. They were there for like, okay, now we get to see them respond. All right, this is good news for the next time we want to invade Taiwan, right? So it's like COVID. They're testing all the time. They're probing to see, and they're collecting information. With a balloon went over Taiwan 2 weeks ago, like it did in the United States, Chinese balloons.
That's right. You know, it just dawned on me too. And we're going to go to our audience. I want to bring Aaron in here, but it just dawned on me. The U.S. and Japan had military exercises underway in the South China Sea. Isn't that something? It just sparked in my mind. So China is an adversary when we thought they were posturing together as allies. It doesn't seem to be the case. And just like you said, switching the narrative, the Israeli war not popular, so let's go back to Taiwan. Let's try to fuel that war as the neocons want. Aaron, I'm going to bring you in here. And as somebody who has lived through a tsunami back in 04 over there in Hong Kong, it is terrifying to say the least. But Aaron, shall we take a few inquiries as we go? As what say you is on the fire here tonight. Here we have the mouth of the South, Leo. He's going to park his boat in New York City. Oh, happy birthday to you, Leo. Just yes, happy birthday.
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, yes.
Welcome.
25 years old, but he's worked very hard. He looks
we'll get him a Molson.
We'll get him a Molson or a Moosehead. Here's some people. Yeah, weather weapons, people are saying. So here's a question here. Here's two questions. Here's one from Liz Marchant to Aaron Cates. Is this because they're starting up CERN, Aaron? What say you, Aaron?
I guess she's talking about with the eclipse in Niagara Falls. Is that what she's
it
talking
could
about?
Be.
A
it could
million
be.
People it in Niagara both. Falls. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I also saw another inquiry. Someone was, is it going to affect in Toronto? Well, Niagara Falls is about an hour and a half from Toronto, so we're definitely going to get right there, pretty much in the view in the line. So it's not too far off. So you know, a lot of people are looking forward to seeing it. I've been asked to go to Niagara Falls, but I don't really want to go anywhere near there. A million people in my face. What could go wrong? The state of emergency, it seems to me a little bit of a red flag. We've never had that before. I know a lot of people get excited, and a lot of people, you know, enjoy this type of thing, getting together and having parties even. But it's a great time, guys, for a false flag. I would stay away if as possible. There's many places to go. You don't have to be in a major urban town to see it.
James, kind of in closing here, who's behind the earthquake debacle here? Because we saw this in Turkey. Now we're seeing it in Japan. We're probably going to see something stateside or close to.
I think it's literally a committee of 300 that's directing whoever that runs this. And it's got to be one of the militaries. It's probably a military that's made up of a bunch of countries, I believe, that's based in Antarctica, right? There is a HAARP in Alaska. There's a couple small HAARP relay stations in different islands across the world. But the big one is in Antarctica, and I believe the Alliance of the White Hats do not have control of that yet. It's what I believe.
Right. Yeah. Over there in Antarctica, there is, to me, you know, kind of the way I see it, there is an arms race right now that we haven't seen or known about. If you truly know the history of war, that hasn't happened since the Cold War. And I think the arms race is just that, for something or someone that is in Antarctica. And there's a reason why Iran just announced they're going to break the Antarctica Treaty and put their military there. I think the world superpowers are maybe coming together. Something's happening for sure. Okay, so that's how that one goes. Indigo Rain says, stay away from public places. Use Google Earth to view popular places. Yeah. Okay, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Okay, so we're going to move on now to this one here. This is a whopper of a story here. Check this one out. Stand by there. Well, now speaking of just how all hell is freezing over and pigs are flying and everything is just changing in a very subversed and introspective world. Well, now check this one out here. A Chinese rocket now has exploded over California. Just when you thought a dull moment was approaching us, well, guess again. It's a blockbuster rating season right here. As, get this, a moment part of a Chinese rocket explodes over California after a rogue reentry through Earth's atmosphere. Months after the spy balloon fiasco. Who remembers the spy balloon? Who remembers that wonderful spy balloon, that hot air balloon, and remember that? Well, a rocket now has exploded over California. It's re-entered the Earth's atmosphere once again. The rocket is a Chinese-owned Shenzhou 15 orbital module. That's right. California's received a shock early hours of Tuesday morning when a golden streak, which I'll show you here in a minute, from an apparent explosion appeared over Los Angeles. Locals have believed it was the SpaceX Falcon. Some say the Millennium Falcon, but they're wrong. But it launched 6 hours prior, or a giant meteor that combusted as it shot through Earth's atmosphere. Aerospace researchers have determined that the fiery object that was shot into orbit was just an object from China's Shenzhou 15 rocket. Nothing to be worried about. And stop asking. Now, China owned space junk, that is, comes just months after the nation infiltrated the U.S. by flying a so-called spy balloon over an Air Force base in Montana. A spy balloon in Montana. So let's get into this here. What is this really about? So we have Japan. We have the earthquake over there. We have the spy balloon from months and months ago. Now we have space junk, Chinese space junk. Aaron, I'll go to you first here because you've been following Chinese space junk for many years as just mm-hmm. how this really derives. Is this a warning, like they're firing a rocket, like the Rocket Man over there in North Korea, as a warning? Or is this
I think it's a little bit of a message. I totally think it's a message. I think that there's something, you know, there's no coincidence anymore. Every time something happens, you know, how is it that a rocket just fell over, you know, in our area? Like, it's just not, there's a war going on. They know that. We know that. And, it's just an accident. It's just a few parts and they're just falling in our area. And, you know, it's right in our enemy's backyard. So, you know, there's no coincidences. And I really believe that going between now and the U.S. election, there's just going to be a lot of weather warfare. I mean, we got boats pulling into harbors and taking out bridges. We used to have trains last year. And all of a sudden, just like March 28th, I don't know if I told you this one, Dean, but we already had our first campfire or forest fire in Quebec. It's unbelievable how we have a forest fire at the end of March in Quebec. I don't know if you guys know, but it's still cold. I have no idea how that happened. But that's just the first one of the year, and it looks like it's going to heat up, and that's what they're going to try to do. And they're going to try and say climate change, and they're going to try and maybe want more taxes or more of your tax dollars, or trying to divide us more on these different subjects. So they're definitely trying all these different psyops, and they're trying to take us, our eyes off the ball, and we cannot forget about Diddy, and we have to continue to stay focused, and eventually the truth will continue to seep through. But there's going to be a lot of distractions between now and the election. So let's keep our eyes on the ball, folks.
Absolutely. And James, I have to ask you, because we've never really broached the spy balloon from China, really, and now the space junk from China. We know pretty much every artifact is from China. What is not from China at this point, James? Because I can't seem to find anything. I mean,
well, even my friends in New York City, you know, my women friends in New York City, they're Chinese. I'm kidding around, but that's true, actually.
Yes.
What? But they're anti-communist. Just want to say that. So I want to get that out to my friends in New York if you're listening. So here's the thing. I want to take a different view. What if that rocket was to test us, like everyone's saying here? But what if U.S. Space Force or U.S. Air Force or NORAD shot it down up in the stratosphere? And now the space junk's landing on Gavin Newsom's, you know, governor's mansion in California. So I'm looking at this as a potentially different scenario than that. I'm thinking this is like we talked about earlier, this is kind of an escalation in war. So was China probing us, and were we, well, let's go intercept this sucker and send them a message. So I think it could possibly, that could be one of the possibilities. Don't know though.
It could be, you know, in regards to the balloon, which I found very daft from start to finish. I tend to see it as it couldn't be China. I mean, that's the low hanging fruit. Why would they give themselves away? They don't need to do that. They already have the DJI drones that the cops use everywhere, so they already know the geography. I think that was a Biden balloon made in China, but a Biden balloon spying on the militias in Montana, Wyoming, that whole area. They want to see what they're going to do.
I'm not disagreeing with you. And the fact that it was allowed to go all the way across, slow walking out to, I guess, South Carolina, where it probably, you know, filmed Hilton Head Island with all the rich retirees. And then it got shot down, you know, offshore. It was.
Yeah, funny. You know, that's exactly what it is. Like if Puff Daddy wants to escape the U.S., if he wants to flee, he should use a hot air balloon. And no worries. You can make that happen so fast. so fast. Okay, stand by there, James. So there you have it. You just need a hot air balloon, and you can get away with just infiltrating and penetrating some of the most biggest defense countries out there, known to man. Isn't that just a crazy ordeal here? A very crazy ordeal. And here is another crazy ordeal here. And I'll show you that space junk here before we go to break. But listen to this now. Six of the New York City migrant squatters crew who were just discovered now. They were just discovered. All the squatters in New York. Like, New York is like free falling faster than Biden's ratings at this point. That's how bad it is in New York. But I'm going to show you this little video. Just a little quick overview now. It's some surveillance footage showing four gun-toting, drug-dealing migrant squatters pimping migrants at that out of the Bronx, who were arrested in a very just eye-opening occasion, after just one after the other. But then they were let free. Why? Well, check this out, and we'll discuss after, as so much is just filling and flooding the RDM newsroom. Here it is. There's surveillance footage right there in the Bronx. So there's the NYPD harassing the criminals, not allowing them to do their just criminal activity. Disobeying Mayor Boondoggle over there in New York. There's NYPD blue. Okay, so let's all talk about that. I'm going to bring everyone here, and we're also going to talk about, we're going to pull the audience as well. So let's get into this now. What are they really gearing up to? Because crime is rampant in New York City. We had crime in Aaron's neighborhood. AK-47s everywhere. They're always trying to put a false flag in Florida, where you are, James, and if not Tennessee and Texas. We're heading towards the perfect storm, or is it a perfect and most dangerous ending and final chapter of this nightmare that we've been living for 4 years? What say you, Aaron, and we'll go James, and we'll poll the audience as well.
Awesome. Well, they're trying to go after the guns, the legal guns, gun owners in Canada and everywhere else, pretty much. And we all know that's part of the communist tactic, to take the guns away from the citizens. So, I mean, they're not really doing anything to tackle the crime. If anything, they're trying to defund the police, trying to defund programs that would actually keep people maybe off the streets and actually trying to find a job, trying to find, you know, do social basketball programs, all kinds of different things. And they're taking money away and they're using it for different stupid purposes. So really bad policies. So we had all these bad policies, and you add up, we had about a million immigrants come to Canada last year. We were at 39 million. Now we're at about 40 million, or close to, maybe close to 41 million. And we have a housing crisis. We have a food crisis. We have a drug crisis, opioid crisis. We got all kinds of things, people, unemployment, inflation. So people are having a hard time. And when you're having a hard time, you're going to look to do something to try and steal that loaf of bread to feed your family. And that's what people are doing. Our food banks are out the door, James Dean. 2 million Canadians cannot afford to eat. I'm in mortgage sales 23 years. I always tell you, Dean, I get calls every single day, every single week. Canadians crying on the phone. They lost their job. They got credit card debt, taxes. They're taxing us. That's the whole thing. We're going to get into it very soon, but they're increasing taxes right across the board as of April 1st. And we have big protests, which we'll talk about in the second half. I think we're going to get into.
Yeah.
But it's just people are having a hard time, and you're having a hard time. That's crime rate goes up. And it's James, you sent me a really cool video, which I don't know if you can play this one, Dean, the one on Instagram that I sent you earlier.
Yeah.
But it talks about the crime and why the crime numbers are down in the United States. And James, this is great intel.
Can you share that with us? I think that is a very key aspect. Who wants to, James, you want to
James,
share
go
that?
Ahead. You sent that to me. Go ahead.
I don't have the down. I don't have the ability to share it on my end.
I mean, can you share the?
I could tell a story. Yes. Right. So there is the Rolling Stone magazine and other super liberal newspapers and magazines in the country, in the media, have all come out trumpeting that Biden has really reduced crime. Well, that's totally insane. We know that's insane. I used to live in New York. I moved out of New York City 3 years because I knew crime was going up, not down. So how the hell can the crime go down 30% in this category, 6% in this category, 5% in that category? Well, simple. The cities, the blue cities, Chicago, LA, San Fran, New York City, Philly, Washington, D.C., and others have report no crimes at all. They're not, under the Biden regime, they're not forced to give them any data. So we got 32%, 32 to 40%, you know, about a third or more, that are not even reporting any crime statistics. Well, if I, you know, did that, you know, in construction manager, I'd be fired, right? You know, like, well, I'm only gonna give you 60% of the data. I'm not gonna give you all of it. Totally insane, but that's exact. And then they're claiming victory. And this is all to get Biden and in the entire uniparty regime reelected. This is what this is about. It's a total psyop. So they're not reporting any statistics. You know, in fact, I think in the near future, when the people take back the governments of the West, we got to put all of this stuff, all the crime statistics on blockchain so it can go all the way back to the source. Here's the crime. Here you go. And if you, mayor, or if you, city council member, or you, police, if you're not doing your job, we're going to get rid of you, right? That's the only way to do it. We can no longer trust them. They want surveillance on us. No, it's time for surveillance on them, on the government.
Yeah.
Very interesting. It's almost like the No Child Left Behind, but for crime. And, you know, they're redefining what a crime is, you know, to use that old phrase. We have people who are just piping in all over the place here. We have Mouth of the South, who is definitely on fire all day today. He said America crimes make Canada look like a joke. That's true. Yeah, it's very dangerous out here. And, you know, you just take a risk taking your trash out these days. I mean, that's how.
Well, I want to explain. This is how the Luciferians do it. They just fudge the numbers. 2 weeks to stop the spread. The CDC, like all the different number fudging. The hospitals, the number fudging. The elections, number fudging. Stalin said it's not how many votes you win. It's who counts the votes. Like, so they're counting the votes. They're counting everything. They're in control. And they got to lose this control so that we can actually get to the truth.
That's
the numbers don't lie.
Here's a very poignant statement or a question, rather. Yeah. This is from Maddie Lynn on Rumble. Thank you, Maddie. I was wondering who was going to ask this because I couldn't think about it. She asked, was it Texas that are halting truckers in certain areas during the eclipse? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And we have special forces units moving up and scurrying through the border. We have to take this into account, too, that this could be the perfect opportunity for the Biden regime, the masked bandit, whoever's playing that guy, to declare war or do an offensive strike on Texas, because they're already promoting that in the movies right now. We just watched the Obama Netflix movie, which was quite bizarre, but yet telling of what they want to happen on that, which goes into the spy balloon. They want to know what the militias are doing. What are the militias doing? And now, James, you could see why they wanted to propagate and perpetuate the day after January 5th hoax to make sure Stuart Rhodes, who can command an entire fleet of people all over the country, make sure people like that don't have the influence in times like these. Do you see it that way?
I absolutely see it that way. January 6th, you're seeing the thing repeated over and over again. You know some of these groups. Some of the people are going to be infiltrated by anybody.
Right?
His number two guy was his number two guy at Oath Keepers, which, by the way, I believe that guy was on this show with Stuart about 2 years ago.
Yep.
I remember that.
Remember that? That was him. And he creeped me out, too. I hope he's not watching, but he kind of creeped me out. And I swear to God, James, I heard a banjo playing in the background. I don't know what that was about. I don't know.
What is that, the movie Deliverance?
Something like that, because, you know, I am Burt Reynolds.
It's a little odd. You know, it's
I see the resemblance.
It is an opportunity, right? Wherever there's masses of people, there's an opportunity. And so in that respect, I was invited to a former Navy commander to go to a ranch in Texas. I'm not going to say where, but right in the path of that. And I decided at the end, I'm like, you know what? I don't need to go there. I don't need to get stranded there. I don't need to get caught up in whatever's going. Even though he's on a private ranch, forget about it. And all the hotels in that area were sold out 5 months ago, right? So it's the same. And in New York State, which I find interesting, New York State comes out with a executive order no visitations of state penitentiaries on Monday, April 8th. And of course, the liberals for the prisoners have sued New York State to fight that. Like, how can you prevent people from meeting because of an eclipse, right? And so we got, that's going to be playing out. So the eclipse goes through the northern part, western part of New York. It's not going down to New York City. You'll see it in New York City, but it's not. It's crossing up
right
in New England, Toronto, Niagara Falls, right? It's going Buffalo, New York. There it is.
Montreal. Yeah.
Right? So that's where it's going.
Yeah, wow. It's a red flag, guys. Honestly, when they say it's a state of emergency, look how they treated us during the Bad Who Loved Us. It's a red flag. Like, I honestly have, when they say that, I have no faith in the government to, you know, not trying to do something nefarious or try to push citizens into a corner or to do a psyop. You know, it's just got to dissect exactly what they're saying and what's going on. But, you know, it's a good time for them to do provocateuring. And the inspector has been going to these protests. That's myself.
Yeah, and there's a big protest coming
protesting. Too. The same people protesting over and over again. So these people must be getting paid because they're going to protest in the middle of the day in all parts of the nation. So who's paying for this?
Well, somebody is. Here's one last statement, and we're getting short on time. We have one segment to go. Somebody asked, what do we think of the Hammer Time on Rumble asked, who do you guys think they'll use to be the Antichrist with this magic trick? In Hammer Time, I get asked that all the time. I must tell you, who's going to be the Antichrist? I don't know who told me yesterday. It might have been you, Aaron, that said it might be Prince, or formerly known as Prince Harry. And I said, no, it can't be Prince Harry. What a disappointment that would be.
Probably wasn't
Prince Harry. What a lackluster reveal that would be.
Right. It's not Obama either. First of all, the Bible, at least the Christian Bible, at least in Revelation, in the Gospels, they talk about the Antichrist is supposed to be Assyrian from Mesopotamia. So it knocks out Africa, knocks out the royal family, right? Or anyone related, or any, a lot of the white people in the West are completely out of it, right? So it's,
technically, he's not royal. He's not a royal family, technically.
Yeah. But they did say the Antichrist is like androgynous or a Lucifer, which men and women and children probably and all that stuff. So that's out there. But I actually think it's going to be Project Bluebeam. I think the whole thing's a grand deception. I you know, the Bible's been a 2,000-year-old, at least the Christian Bible has been a 2,000-year-old open source book. Anybody can read it. Anybody can try to execute some of these prophecies or, right? And then we're in the age of magic tricks. We're in the age of grand deception,
which is
Satan's real thing.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people will be deceived. And so I personally think I'm not scared of a human being. I'm the Antichrist. Because God never allowed Satan the ability to create. He can only destroy. He can only censor and conceal. He can only do certain evil things, but he cannot create.
Yeah.
He doesn't have limited. That power. So I'm limited. Not worried about some human being the Antichrist. I'm much more interested in, like, well, what's Project Bluebeam going to bring us, right? Are they going to bring us a Draco, a dragon, a reptilian that looks so James, real? That
you'd be surprised to know, James, we answered that question with our insider from the UK Defense Ministry, exactly what Project Bluebeam is going to be. It's going to be a replica of War of the Worlds from Orson Welles from the 1940s. They're literally, there's not going to be there's no nuclear bomb. These are archaic weapons.
Correct.
But it's the theory, it's the nuke scare, and they're going to do an Orson Welles War of the Worlds. If you don't know what that is, please look it up. They're going to pontificate a fictitious world war just disaster happening that is not actually happening. It's just a turnover. So that's how that one is.
Anyways, you mean like a miracle that doesn't work? You mean like that, basically? You put in your arm, it doesn't work. So same things. They're putting all these different things that just don't work. Yeah. Carbon taxes, what they're going to get rid of the carbon all of a sudden, fix the climate. There's nothing that these people do that ever works. So, you know,
we don't believe, low carbon tax or no tax at all. Okay. So we have something now. We go to Real Deal Politics. Just so much to get to and so much to talk about. Well, here's one thing before we go to break. The fictitious federal prosecutor is now under fire and in question. And I'm not talking about Fannie or Willis or her Fannie or whoever these people are or Latita. I mean, it just gets worse. Is there someone named like Tootie as well? Or is that where we're going? Well, let me tell you about Jack Smith now. Jack Smith, who is really jacking up the scene now, is now under question as Jack Smith finds multiple witnesses to speak out against Donald Trump. Or did he? Or did he? To use that phrase. Well, former White House officials who are familiar with this matter have now disagreed with Donald Trump's explanation of how he came to acquire thousands of pages of presidential records. Oh, did they? Well, to put it all together, here's a little report from one of our newest reporters out there. And he put it together. I think this will make sense. Check this out because it combines what the corrupt judge is doing at the same time. We'll get the guy's take on it before we head to break. Judge Juan Merchan expanded Donald Trump's hush money gag order on April 1st. Trump complained about the decision on Truth Social. The new order prohibits Trump from attacking family members of the judge, lawyers, and or court staff. It comes after alleged false claims about the judge's daughter, Lauren Merchan. She's a political consultant for a company that has supported mass bandit Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. The gag order states that Trump's attacks inject fear in those involved with the case. The previous order protected only witness, jurors, and court staff. So Trump found the judge and his daughter to be fair game. Trump and his lawyers have said they will appeal the gag order. This isn't the only hit Trump has taken this week. On April 1st, his net worth fell over $1 billion after Trump Media shares plunged 26%. And he posted a $175 million appeal bond in his fraud case. His hush money trial is scheduled to start April 15th. Former White House officials disagreed with Donald Trump's explanation of how he came to acquire thousands of pages of presidential records in the latest filing by special counsel Jack Smith. Those officials include former National Security Advisor and former White House attorneys and chief of staff. None of them who said they had any recollection of Trump designating presidential records as personal. Trump's claim that he designated presidential files as personal is the fundamental part of his defense in the classified documents case he now faces in Florida. An extensive investigation, the government interviewed Trump's own PRA representatives and numerous high-ranking officials from the White House chiefs of staff, some which include White House counsel, senior members of his office, a national security advisor, and members of the National Security Council. Not a single one had heard Trump say that he was designating records as personal or that at the time he caused the transfer of boxes to Mar-a-Lago. Yet again, we're facing the reality of a dystopic future or a complete and utter lunacy of a reality, which is the clear definition of a show trial that's playing out right before our eyes. For Real Deal Media, this is Dean Ryan. Show trial. Real show trial. All right, let's get to it. James, what's your take on the whole Trump debacle? It seems to be falling apart, the entire cases, whether it's in Georgia or New York. This thing is just coming down like a wrecking ball.
Yeah, and Trump's a master of exposing corruption. And that's what he's been doing since he walked out of the White House in 2021, right? He's been doing nothing but showing how corrupt our judicial system is, just on the election fraud alone, right? At every level, the county level, the state level, the federal level, even the Supreme Court, all of it is completely corrupt. He's done a phenomenal job waking up Americans. Not only the election corrupt, right, the elections, but the entire legal justice system is completely one-sided corrupt. What's interesting about $175 million is, I think, number one, he's not, who's he paying it to? He didn't injure anybody. So who's getting the money? So is the money coming into, I don't know, the court, and then is it, where's it going out? Where's that money going?
Eugene Carroll, I think.
I actually think that it's a bond money. I think that bond money is going to be traced by the alliance through the NSA, and it's sort of like putting red dye into three pipes. And see where's the leak in the pipe? And you'll see the red dye come out of the middle pipe. They're going to trace where this money goes. And they're going to find out where this money goes, because it's a money laundering operation, no different than Nancy Pelosi going to Zelensky, you know, sending hundreds of billions of U.S. dollars over there, Zelensky buying FTT coins with Sam Bankman fraud, right? And then coming back to two super PACs for the Uniparty to keep everyone in power forever, right? It's just that revolving door. This, to me, is a classic Trump sting operation. I really believe they're going to uncover like the darkest recess of where this money actually goes to, and they're going to take those bastards down. That's my belief.
Very interesting. In regards of Jack Smith, the great Seth Black says, I'm more afraid of Dr. Shiva. Yeah, Dr. Shiva is scary. I can tell you that. Aaron, I'll bring you in here. Mm-hmm. Aaron, should Trump fear Jack Smith? Because he's going to jack up the whole just Trump Foundation and campaign, and Trump's having to sell like condos over there in like North Korea. This is crazy, but I'm not buying into any of this. This is a theatrical propaganda, which is legalized on the federal national level since 2012. Do you see it this way? And we'll look at what our audience is saying.
Yeah, it's definitely a kangaroo court. Like, honestly, it's 2024. We got an election in November, and he's got about how many court cases going on and how many counts that he's been charged with. It's honestly such a hoax what's going on. It's a shame. And if any citizen doesn't think, oh yeah, they have Trump deranged syndrome, but really, if you just take a step back and just take your emotion out, you got to see that this is when I talk about our republic is under attack. I mean, can't presidential candidates are being charged with really stupid things. And you saw the guy in New York, Mr. Wonderful. Forgot his first name all of a sudden, but he was saying it's really bad for New York as a businessman. No one's going to want to come and invest. People, foreigners, all kinds of investors. No, who's going to want to come and take a risk? They're going to rather go to red states where they're not going to have any repeal back, or where they feel more comfortable to invest and have to go through this BS that's going around. But I'll just leave it at this: that what scares me is the energy that Trump is putting in to all these court cases when he could be out there, and he's still out there doing every rallies every weekend. Who else do you know at his age can go to court in New York, come back to Florida, go to Michigan, do another rally, do five rallies in one day just before the election in 2020? There's not many people. I don't know that I'm doing that, James. I'm tired just thinking about it. But
well, I know one guy. Jim Fetzer probably could do it. He has that energy.
Jim's great. I know. Jim's the best. Yeah.
Here's a few questions. We have a hard break coming up here. We have Big Island Beach saying riot police deployed for farmers in California. Aaron, know anything about that? Good question. Do you know anything about that, Aaron? Is that something?
Actually,
you heard
I don't know anything about that. Maybe was it Canada or California that they were talking about?
Probably Canada, but maybe California too, or both. Okay, we'll get back to you on that one. We have Solidio saying that CCP plague the world. Yes, they do. 90 million strong, and don't forget it. Here's another one here. Big Island Beach is also saying of something's happening. I'm sorry. Green Berets. Somebody said there's Green Berets now on the go. Okay. I'll get back to that one. All right. We have a hard break coming up, everybody. We're going to focus on a lot of inquiries here in the second half and some other intel on the other side here. Stand by here, everybody. We're going to go to a quick break. And when we get back, we're going to get into just what is we're going to have a little word with James Grenfield about his new operation, of what he's doing, the new network, where you can find it, what time and what have you, followed by some major Canadian intel about a huge protest that's coming up. And we're going to have to send Aaron there and make sure he is packed and ready and loaded. With knowledge, that is, and plus some Middle Eastern kind of debacles, plus your questions, comments, and concerns. You're watching What Say You on the finest hour of Real Deal Media. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat.
The sparkling drinks are just dandy. The chocolate bars and the candy. So let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat. Let's all go to the lobby.
to get ourselves a treat.
Kim Jong-un is now crying in front of thousands of women. Thousands of women. Usually it's the other way around, but this time it's a little different, as he now calls on all the North Korean women to halt the country's falling birth rate. Well, here's a quote. Preventing a decline in birth rates and good child care are all of our housekeeping duties. We need to handle while working with mothers, the emotional Kim Jong-un said. You know, I'm just getting a little emotional myself reading this. You know, he goes out of his way to do this. At least we could join him. He's sad. He's not happy. He's sad. Miss Han in there. Okay, let me just recover here. Hopefully, everyone made it through that. Welcome back to What Say You here at Real Deal Media. I'm sorry, everybody. I can't help it. It's just our dear leader. He goes through so much and to express that raw emotion that we haven't seen since Streetcar Named Desire by Marlon Brando or something. That was just incredible. I do. Welcome back, everybody. Where's the tissue when you need it? Welcome back, everybody. I'm still Dean Ryan, your cruise director, who is cruising with you to midnight and beyond. I love when we're cruising together, but I love when the birth rate goes up too in North Korea. That's what the world needs now, really, to answer that question. I'm sorry, I'm going off script. Okay, welcome back, everybody. Tonight's show is brought to you by the one, the only Real Deal Media members, the Night Owls, the Visionaires with Debonairs, the Players from the Himalayas. Yes, the Night Owls make the world go round. And they turn the frown upside down. And you can become a Night Owl Real Deal Media member by going to realdealmedia.tv/membership tonight. And you can be joining us this weekend because I promise you, we're going to be screening the film Big Lebowski this time. I really do promise you. No more audibles there. It's going to be Saturday. And following tonight's show, I believe there will be some kind of precedent or. I think it's Thursday or Friday. Let me talk to my manager and my handler about that one. But yes, go to realdealmedia.tv/membership. And also, in case you missed it, you know, what a better way to start your day than with a cup of Joe? But make sure that cup is from Real Deal Media, as now, if you didn't know, that Coffee Mug Madness. You hear about this? Coffee Mug Madness is now upon us. Yes, it is. You can get your favorite Real Deal Media mug a Real Deal Media mug at the Real Deal Media store. And all you got to do is go to realdealmedia.tv/store. That's realdealmedia.tv/store. And when you get there, make sure to use promo code coffee24 and start your day right. But start your day with one of us with you, even Mike Adams. He said he wants to be there too. Because that's the best part of waking up is with a Real Deal Media mug in your cup. I think that's how that adverb went. Anyways, we're going to get back to things now, but I'm going to bring James Grundvig up here for a little some splaining sessions as he tells us just a quick little update on what he's up to before we get back to all the headlines around the world and what have you, and his new project and where we can find it, because it's a thrilling thing when you can have a grand opening in a very grand time to be alive. James Grundvig, welcome back to the stage. James, so last time we saw each other, you were doing a wonderful show that I was on, which actually got me in trouble on YouTube. I don't know how. That's just the way the world works sometimes.
I was at Amp Media, and Amp Media was deplatformed in October of 2020. John Michael Chambers, the owner of Amp at the time, said, screw this. He went out, got $125,000 in seed money. He got his own servers. And within 3 weeks, he got American Media Periscope, right, built. And I was one of the four founding members along with John, and had a couple of shows in 2021. And eventually I launched Unrestricted Truths, right? Because we're now in the unrestricted warfare against China. And like, you know, we have to go expose them. So you're on episode 300. I remember that much. We talked about the 300 Spartans. We're all 300 Spartans in this war. That's
very memorable.
Right. Against the Persians. And it was really good. I enjoyed it. You had a lot to say. And I've had Aaron Cates on numerous times over the last three and a half years. And then Amp was sold to a couple of businessmen who claimed to be Christian conservative and truthers. And I don't need to mention their names, but at the end of the day, I knew they wouldn't be. And so I, along with six other media hosts, 90% of the traffic left American Media Periscope at the end of October. Talk about Major Jeffrey Prather, right? Josh Reed, Alexander Bruce, Alex Newman, and a few others. We all said, see ya. They wanted to cut us in pay. They were supposed to promise us stock warrants. Instead, they were going to make us buy a penny stock for 10 cents a share. And twice in October, it was at 11 cents. Like, do you think I want to be part of that? No, I knew it was garbage. Well, not only did I knew it was garbage, it was sold to a new incorporation out of New York City under a holding company, and it was renamed Amp Media to Amp News Incorporated. Well, of course, that only lasted 80 days. It didn't last 90 days, because if it lasted 90 days, then the people that actually worked for that company would have to get what? Unemployment insurance after 90 days. So, of course, they completely destroyed the old company, and they did it in mid-January. And now they got whatever, Patriot.tv, whatever they are. And they're the most boring people on the planet. I don't even care about it. So at the end of the day, though, Josh Reed and I and a couple others, we created, what did we create? We created decentralized.media. It's going to launch in the next week or two. In the meantime, we've been using Josh Reed's Rumble channel, which is rumble.com/redpillproject. And that's where you can find my show. And it's no longer Unrestricted Truths, because I want nothing to do with the old baggage. Right?
Right. Right.
I don't look back at old girlfriends. No, thank you. I'm going forward. So I said, well, if I'm going to have fun with a new title, I'm just going to call it Unrestricted Warfare. And I wait for Xi Jinping to send me a cease and desist letter from the 1999 right report that two PLA colonels wrote for China on how to destroy America. And what we're seeing for the last 5 years or 10 years has been exactly out of that playbook. 200-page playbook. You can go to Unrestricted Warfare. You will find it online. You can find a PDF. You can read it yourself. Transnational crime, drugs, gun running, everything, right? And then, of course, they have to infiltrate our government, like, you know, Beijing Biden, and then they have to open the borders, right, and turn that into an all-star cast of tens of millions of foreign invaders.
True, very true. And it is exciting because, you know, in the industry, James, if I could just, give you a compliment, there's not a lot of people that can really hold an anchoring position in this broadcasting medium as good as you. And I think you do just a fine, fantastic job. And I'm so glad to hear that you have remained sound in your journey and are continuing to forge with all of us still, because there's not many people like your caliber left in this industry. So it's good to see.
Yep. Well, thank you. So, you know, just for the audience real quick, I got a 24-year-old autistic vaccine injured son. He was kicked out of vaccine court in 2011 with 5,400 other cases. Good news. Bobby Kennedy's Children Health Defense Fund has got a lawyer named Rolf Hazelhurst, and he's filed a motion claiming fraud for the Department of Justice for dismissing those 5,400 cases. So my son's 13-year-old vaccine claims injury might become alive again, along with 5,400 cases. And that actually might open Pandora's box against Big Pharma in the sense that vaccines do cause autism. There, boom, I said it.
Yes, yeah, that is something to be said. And we hope that goes forward, and we hope a successful outcome to that. It's a lot of parents out there I've met. It's just a unbearable tragedy, if you ask me. Okay, so we're gonna bring back Aaron here. So let's talk about this now, Aaron, as what say you is, and we're going to focus on all the live chats as we get to that wonderful sunset here tonight. Aaron, what is happening in Canada? Because you sent me this wonderful poster, and you told me about a big protest that is going against the grain, or in this case, the carbon grain, as in carbon tax. What is about to take place in Canada in just what days, if not a week from now? Aaron Cates.
Yeah, so actually it started April 1st, as you can see. It's called Axe the Carbon Tax. And in my opinion, I believe what's happening now is terrible policies. And these terrible policies are bringing every single country in the world, the Western civilization, to terrible inflation, terrible job numbers, terrible, everything is just bad economically. High interest rates, you know, people can't afford food, can't afford to live, people are on the streets, migrants everywhere. So it's just a terrible situation. And what's happening is that I believe it's called economic terrorism. And what's, you know, a lot of people think that, oh yeah, you know, the whore of Havana, he just doesn't know what he's doing. I believe that's his play, guy. People, like, I really believe that's play. He's not an idiot. He got into position. He got to be one of the leaders somehow. You know, he was installed obviously through Klaus Schwab and World Economic Forum. But the bottom line is that every nation is going through tough times. And so what's happening is that the whore of Havana has introduced a carbon tax. This is a couple of years ago, and almost every liter of gas, like I was just went to fill up today, I think is $1.80 a liter Canadian. So it's about $7.20 Canadian, which is probably about $5.50 US, maybe $6. But a lot of that gas comes from Alberta, like it's in our hometown. In Russia, Russian citizens are paying 60 cents a liter in comparison to what Canadians are paying. So why are we paying so much? So the carbon tax, we're giving tax 60 cents a liter, plus April 1st, they wanted to increase it another 23%, which would bring it up to almost 80 cents a liter or so, give or take. So a lot of people are complaining, and it's affecting the food supply, the truckers, the farmers. It's going to affect you know, your food prices, your gas prices, your heating bills. Everyone's feeling the pinch. And what the whore of Havana is trying to say is that we give rebates every quarterly, but these rebates are not being sent out to many, many people. Only a certain minority of people are actually receiving the rebates. And when they receive it, when you actually do the math, you're actually paying thousands of dollars more a year than you are getting back in return. So, but before we even get into that, Dean, you know me, I'm a numbers guy. Give me 1 second to explain something, if you don't mind.
Well, you definitely are a numbers guy. That's for sure. I can attest to that.
So in the world, Canada produces about 1.5% of the world's carbon in the world. So as a country, that's like a drop in the bucket. It's really not much. If you wanted to make a difference in terms of pollution and trying to get things under control, climate and so forth, I'm all in agreement with trying to do your best for the environment. But in all fairness, if you really want to tackle that, you need to look at China, you need to look at India, because those are the big populations. And if those people aren't bored, 1.5% of the total world's carbon is not going to make a huge difference. That being said, I have some stats on Canada. So you tell me, why do we need a carbon tax if these stats are check out? And here you go. So there, one tree absorbs about 48 pounds of carbon a year. Canada has 318 billion trees. We have about tons of pounds of carbon can be cleaned in Canada, which equals about 7.15 trillion tons of carbon a year. Canada produces 598.46 million tons a year. Canada can clean 10 times the carbon that it produces. So if we're a clean country, we have all these trees and they can take in the carbon and clean it. Why do we have a carbon tax? There is absolutely no reason for it. We have no idea where the money's going. And we all know that whatever the horror of event it does, it turns to crap, basically. So, he's not going to get the climate under control. We got, he's starting forest fires and, all kinds of different things to try and push this. And the citizens are well aware of what's happening. So what's happening? And
here's the video. Here's the video of the Gestapo. Please. Do we want to show this?
Look, I'm going to talk about it. Let's do it.
Okay, here it is.
Hello, you're joining.
How appropriate, Aaron, that was.
So across Canada, Dean, there's a trucker convoy, part two, basically. Not as big as the one in Ottawa at the moment, but farmers are also protesting Quebec.
Everywhere.
BC, Alberta, Ontario, at the borders. And there's some shenanigans going on with four-letter agencies trying to say that the citizens are blocking the highways, when in fact the four-letter agencies are the ones provocateuring, blocking the highway. They got no name tags on their police uniforms. A lot of the locals know their police and they're saying that they don't recognize a lot of the police in uniform. So where are these people coming from, Dean?
Where are they coming from?
Perhaps?
Why don't we bring in our friend James here, who might have a good spectrum of ideas of where the men with no names, I guess, we can now say, or just marching to the Darth Vader just theme song. James, we saw this in Australia when Australia had their protest.
Yep.
We saw CCP, Australian police, trying to pose as Aussies and batting people over the head with billy clubs and what have you. Here we go again. For carbon tax, which, doesn't exist only in the feeble minds of the globalists, just nerds of society. Where is this going to? Because, we see what they're doing in New York. By June, you can't have a gas stove if you're a pizzeria unless you pay X amount of money. Nobody can even. There's no customers anymore.
Well, the thing in New York is Cuomo never deliberately built the second pipeline from Canada to supply gas. So they couldn't build new homes anyway. So like out in Long Island, can't be done. They never did it. So who are those guys in the uniforms? Well, a lot of the Freemasons, I guess I'm going to call them, who give an oath not to the Constitution, not to law enforcement. They're actually like a sheriff is actually a CEO of a county corporation. He's not chief law enforcement. He is a chief executive of a subsidiary of a state that's a subsidiary of the federal corporation, a subsidiary of the Crown of England, or whatever the top of the pyramid is. So they all work for corporations. So a lot of the police officers in the United States, and I've heard this from multiple sources, a lot of them have a second locker. What's the second locker for? UN, little United Nations uniforms that are different than police uniforms for whatever city they work in. That is a fact. So what are these guys? Well, they look kind of like military contractors. They look a little bit more mercenaries. They look a little more organized than United Nations that you'd see right in uniform today with the light blue helmets and everything else. So I think it's something along those lines. Interesting that they looked forward. They didn't say a word to each other. Maybe because if they did say a word, they might have an accent, which means they're out of the country from somewhere, right? But they're either Eastern or Western European, or they're even just simply Canadian. But I believe they're contractors for sure.
Yeah, yeah, they could. I mean, at this point, I believe this is where a lot of the money and the weapons going to Ukraine was for these Gestapos. As I saw this coming back home to roost, now we know how this one's going to go. It wasn't just for the Ukrainians who are obviously losing a war against Russia. Now what they're trying to do, and what we reported to everybody here, is you have the UK and the West negotiating backdoor deals with Moscow and Putin to take Finland in order to make NATO obsolete and just make them look foolish and take it over. And that's exactly what we're seeing. So we see that happening on the East. Now on the West, let me ask you this. Let's ask everyone this. How does Trudeau, who's very unpopular, they need to keep him in. If they don't have their wingman, their pinpoints in there, it's done. How are they going to manage to do this? Because the Biden character, for instance, nobody's going to believe that Biden beat Trump, you know, 80% to 20, whatever bullshit they're going to do, which is why, you know, Michelle's waiting in the wings. You know, how are they going to just make this work? Because I can't see this, the myth going on. I mean, they tried to bring back ISIS with Obama, and nobody's even scared of that anymore.
No.
How is this going to play out, James Grunberg?
There's going to be no election this year. Now, why am I saying that? Because you said it earlier, Dean, that there's going to be a brutal final chapter to all this. I believe it. I've actually believed the open borders is a trap for the globalists. Yeah, I know as counterintuitive or bizarre as that sounds, that's what I believe. This is like the Trump's third sting operation. First was the CARES Act, in which they could trace all of the money for incentivizing remdesivir, ventilators, and killing people. So they can track every murder in all the hospitals, right? Mm-hmm. Stuff. So that's one. The second was obviously the election coup was absolutely a sting operation. I believe the open borders is. Well, that sounds bizarre. How do I even get there? Well, you have to go back in history, and this is nothing. None of this is conspiracy. You go look at the Law of War manual, download the Law of War manual, look at the third page in. We're going to, the U.S. General Counsel for the military says we're going to promulgate the Law of War manual. What does that really mean? It means they're going to update it to international standards over the next year. Well, what was the date on that? As bizarre as it sounds, it was on a Sunday. It was June 12th, and it was 2015. 2 days later, Trump, on his birthday, the 14th, comes down the escalator. Now, if people can't connect the two, I don't know what to tell you, but there is an alliance. There's been a plan. And the plan, by the way, the Q operator, what people don't understand, the plan is simple. It is the Republic. We're bringing the Republic back. It is the Constitution, the original Constitution, not with the help of the globalists. It is the original Constitution. That's the plan. They're going to install it. But in order to stall it, they have to unite the people. Well, how does that happen? Well, they're going to have a financial crash reset. And once that happens, we're going to go to a narrative change, right? That's when a false flag scare event is going to happen a few days later. And when that happens, it's probably going to be an act of treason. I'm going to say this. And then okay, Trump comes back. Let's say that happens on a Friday. Trump comes back on Monday, after the media's blown it out of proportion, and Trump comes back and starts giving direction, whether he's commander chief or not, I don't know, but he comes back in some capacity and starts directing things. The politicians in DC freak out. The media freaks out. They're going to blow it out, and they're going to say, go right in the streets so Trump's, you know, causing a coup, right? Well, what's the difference between the George Floyd color revolution, 2020 riots? You had Antifa, BLM, and a lot of criminal thugs, but mostly 95, 98% of them were American citizens. Now, they're not going to be just American citizens. Half would probably be. Then you're going to have PLA soldiers. Then you're going to have the rebels from Yemen. Then you're going to have this and that. You're going to have foreign invaders. So take the Law of War manual. It's a PDF, 1,200 plus pages. Type in foreign invader, right? And start reading some of the acts. The military is going to be activated legally, without a coup, to defend the United States of America. That's what I believe is coming. And even stranger, really bizarre, but Trump sent like a million National Guard, activated them in 2020 when there were no wars going on. There wasn't Taiwan, China. There wasn't Israel, Gaza, and the Mideast. There wasn't Ukraine and Russia. None of that stuff happened for a couple of years.
That's true. And
overseas, yeah. In my opinion, to be trained and deputized. They're sent back as migrants. Well, what did Kennedy do in the 60s? The Kennedy brothers. They got Army intelligence to infiltrate the Black Panther movement to take them down. I can assure you that a lot of the migrants, because America's the biggest melting pot in the world, could you tell the difference between a Chinese PLA soldier and a Chinese American? No, I don't think so in regular clothes, out of uniform. You cannot. So you don't know what you're looking at. I don't care about the Michael Yons of the world. We're down at the border. We've seen all this. Well, what are you seeing? Right? Well, we're marching up, right? So there is a lot. There's 95 or 98% that, but there absolutely is Army intelligence involved, and they're been put in all the cities, given the free phones, given the free bus tickets, and they're collecting intelligence. Well, what are they really there for? They're not to fight with the rioters. They're there to arrest the governors, the mayors, the police chiefs, the sheriffs.
The head of the snakes.
They're going to go after them while the military is acting and comes to the street. That's what I see happening. It is going to be not saying it's not dangerous. It's going to be very dangerous if you live in the cities. Why I got the hell out 3 years ago.
Right. And it's a double-edged sword, too, because if everybody gets out of the city and goes in the sticks, then these people run the municipalities of it all, the water, the ebb and flow of the big cities. And, you know, what they want to do is, rather than doing what they did to Acapulco, mm-hmm. and completely obliterate their own backyard, you know, L.A., Vegas, New York, what better way to just bankrupt people, have them get the hell out, take over the big capitals of the country. And then now, like what Dick Durbin said, he said, if the migrants can, do some military service and join our military, they should be getting citizenship. They're now talking, I believe it's New York, about allowing migrants to not only have your house and probably your wife, too, if they want. It's up to them. But to give them firearms to keep them safe at night. And I'm telling you, they've got something planned. And you know what the big telltale sign is, Aaron, is in this election season, as big as it is, you don't see one mass bandit Joe Biden campaign rally anywhere, do you?
No.
No.
Not one. Not one.
You know, it's interesting.
He's not really dead. Go ahead, Aaron.
Yeah, no, the NSA has been so quiet. We haven't heard a peep from them. There's been no talk, nothing. It's been so quiet. You can actually almost say that the American military has also been very, very quiet. You might see some stage things going in Israel, and you might see some things around the world, but for the most part,
talk about Israel. Very quiet. Yeah, what a great segue. Go ahead.
Okay, so here we go. What say you about Israel? I got a text just before I came on.
And I have it right here. I can pull it up too, Aaron. It's Iran.
Go ahead.
You want to read that, Aaron? Go ahead. My eyes are a little poor.
So in response to Israel's bombing near Iran's consulate in Syria that killed numerous high-ranking IRGC members, the CIA has allegedly informed Israel that Iran will attack within the next 48 hours. Iran is reportedly planning a combined attack with a swarm of drones and cruise missiles launched from Iran to strategic locations inside Israel. And they had sent written notice to the UN and the US and said they will retaliate. Now, from what I understand back in the ground, because I have some contacts back in Israel, Israel is under full alert right now. People are told to, store food, shelter, water, get things ready. In Israel, a lot of people don't understand, Americans don't understand. Every home is built with a bunker, basically, a storage room, thick, 6 feet, like maybe 8 feet concrete. I have no many friends who have this. And in that bunker, you're going to have all your necessities. So right now, military is on high alert. And citizens are also.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about this because, number one, I'm not sure I want to live in anywhere where I need a severe bunker and, 20 years of food and just all kinds of nuclear blankets and what have you. That's not
beautiful beaches, Dean. It's so worth it. Beach right on the Mediterranean.
But I'm not relaxing, Aaron. I'm not having a pina colada as I see just missiles, waving at me. This is to me, James, we've never spoken about this, you and I, but, to me, they bombed the Iranian embassy in Syria. They've been trying to provoke Iran into a war. Iran has the worst thing they want to do is get into war. They just got accepted in the BRICS. Their GDP is on the rise. They don't want to have a war with Israel because Israel is destroying itself because they're allowing a madman, a war criminal, Netanyahu, just like Bush did, to take them into the oblivion of just an ethno-state hell when he should be arrested, but he's doing wag the dog that we haven't seen since Dustin Hoffman did it in all those days, and then Bush subsequently after. Where do you see this Middle East just mess going into, James? Because it gives me just heartburn.
You got, let's go back to Russia and China. Naval ships are in the Red Sea area. They're down there already.
That's right. I forgot about that. Right.
Then, oh, gee. Then we got the American fleet. And then we got all kinds of stuff going on. So it just takes one trigger, right? We know World War One was supposedly an assassination of a Yugoslavian president or whatever. And that's supposedly started a chain reaction of treaties and stuff that got everybody in World War One, right? The globalist bankers, they set that whole thing up. What are they going to set up here? And will it backfire? I think it's going to backfire. So whatever they're doing is sort of like, you know, if Ukraine was the human trafficking hub of the world, well, maybe the tunnels into Gaza and part of the Israeli border towards Gaza, maybe that's also some human trafficking operations. So we're not sure what we're watching. That's part of the problem. Yes, we see the Iranian embassy destroyed in Damascus. Yes, we see the Iranian flag in the rubble. We saw all that. So that, I believe, is real. But we don't know other things. There's been, like, you have the crisis actors between Sandy Hoax and Boston Marathon. You got these kids with the afros in Palestine, right, supposedly being injured in three different bombings. It's like, you know, so, like, what are we watching a movie? I mean, I know there's war going on, not
right.
whatsoever, but what are we actually watching? It's very difficult to discern on the deep fake TV world now with AI and everything else.
Well, I think what people are taking away is the actual words of the Netanyahu regime and their desire for the bloodthirst for war, because if he doesn't have a war, he's facing just beyond criminalities in a court and now a world court. This is a guy who has been a war criminal and a very smooth operator at that for quite some time. You know, his involvement in tapping the U.S. president in the 1990s with Bill Clinton. The Mossad invented the brownstone operations. We have every politician in this country blackmailed to high heaven, which the CIA used and the FBI, Hoover and what have you. But they have to have a war, this regime, because if there's a two-state solution, that the peace, they don't get their goal of a complete the supremacy of the land there. And just like Bush did, he married the neocon evangelical objectives together. So if you disagree with the policies, you're going against not just God and country, but, you know, the GOP. This is a repeat for me, James, of everything we lived through here in the U.S.
Yeah, well, look at the two bookends that brought us here in 21st century. 9/11, Mossad, CIA, and MI6, let's not leave them out, operation, not clearly, and CN19 is the same thing. One,
right.
9/11, united the United States and the world against the war and terrorism. That's what got us into this freaking mess, killing lots of innocent lives in Afghanistan, Syria, and other places. And then C-19 is the opposite. It's to divide us, 6 feet apart, right? Oh, no, you can't be near them because you're going to get a virus of some kind, right? An invisible virus you can't see, measure, smell, and you're asymptomatic, so you probably got it, right? It's all of that psyop. And so we got big bookend false flags that tie this all together and are run by the same group of people. The same group of people are running the Babylonian banking system. Well, it's all going to eventually collapse. What's great is Hollywood's trying to do what? They're trying to incite the Civil War because they want their pedophile lives, right? They want to continue to be famous and rich and make more contracts with Satan. Well, what's interesting is next week on the 11th of April, we got the movie Civil War. It actually looks pretty good. I mean, for that kind of entertainment, right? Post-apocalyptic United States. I'm going to go see it, but this is part of the psyop that follows right after the solar eclipse. So next week's going to be an interesting week.
No, it is. And we have a, we have, why don't we take about two or three more questions before we sunset here. And I wanted to, here's something here. This one is from Seth Black. It says, any predictions of attacks of false flags up in the running? Does anyone want to predict the next false flag like a Karnak would? No, probably.
I can tell.
I'm going to say it's going to happen in certain order. So a certain order is a financial crash of some kind followed by a false flag. That's just my belief.
Very good. Very good. Okay. We have Anne Marie Robinson asking, how many payments of $85 billion has the USA given to the transvestite comedian? Those who know what I mean. That is...
Zelensky?
Zelensky. The penis piano player.
Is he? Does he? I didn't know that part. Okay.
Yeah, it was for a child show, no less. He was literally playing with his... Yeah, it was true.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Pretty brutal.
A lot of money.
He has a $40 million mansion in Miami Beach. Very nice. He should be inviting everybody for drinks, all Americans.
Let me see what he bought. He just bought something. Let's check my file here. Give me a second. You guys continue.
Here's a question. How much something. Did he, what did he buy? Go ahead, James.
Let's find out right now. He bought Zelensky acquires High Grove House, former residence of King Charles, for 20 million quid. There you go.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was 2 days ago.
Also, you know, since we are kind of closing here, do we believe in redemption of all the people that hated everything that was slightly, you know, like we're talking about, or anything Trump from the past that wanted to just off us? Is there any redemption for those people? Because there's a lot of people who are waking up now.
Yeah, well, someone in the professor of Brown University 2.5 years ago asked for amnesty. Oh, we didn't know at the time, right? That's just for the COVID psyop, but it is far beyond that. We're so far beyond that.
And do we want to make a statement about the red heifer who's coming back?
Six from Texas, one has a blemish. They've set up the ramp for the execution. And from a Christian point of view, though, I've talked to some Christian historians. I'm not a biblical scholar or anything like that. But they claim that there were 9 red heifers in the past, you know, in the Old Testament, New Testament, and that Jesus Christ, the belief, right, in the Christian world, that he was the 10th red heifer when he was blood sacrificed on the cross, right, died, and then went down and defeated Satan. That is the belief. So he has basically updated the laws of Moses, right, in the covenant. This is a belief in the Christianity. I'm not here to pick on Judaism, because my grandfather, most I was Jewish, by the way, so were a lot of my ex-girlfriends and friends, you know, back in New York. So
Aaron, you got just, lucky escaping.
I did. It was a lot of fun. But it was just incredible that what's happening is not really biblical per se. It is against
GMO
source revelation to usher in the Antichrist, the false prophet, right? The one world order, and then Armageddon. I mean, that's what they're trying to bring in.
James, we might be talking about different red heifers. I was referring to this one right here. She's making a comeback. You might have seen her on her comedy tour here.
Wait. That's Anderson Cooper's brother.
Close.
Not the head, but the woman.
No, well, that's close. This is actually Danny Bonaducci, and he's lost a lot of weight. I don't know what happened to him, but
it's an actor. God, it's just
yeah. But here's what somebody told me. I want to get your take on this. Somebody said to me that in regards to the red heifer, not the most recent one that you just saw there, but they told me that it is that they're going to burn these poor GMO cows alive. And
that's not the way you're supposed to do a sacrifice. That is not the way it was sacrificed back in the old temple. So burning is not, you're supposed to kosherize it with cutting of the neck, hanging it on a certain angle where it bleeds slowly.
Aaron,
the animal does not know that it's dying. And once it dies...
So we're doing this next week, Aaron and I, up in Canada. Okay. Just to let you know.
Aaron, you have your own...
I wanted to add another point. I want to add another point to what James was saying.
The red heifer? Go ahead.
Let's do it. Because in the old temple, you would have 10 sheep. And the 10th sheep would be the one that would be consecrated to the temple. That would be the sacrifice. So I'm just adding it with the Old Testament and the New Testament to give you guys Christians a little bit of hope in a sense. With the 10th sacrifice would be the consecrated to the temple if you're talking about Jesus.
What a great thing.
There you go. That's coming for me, James.
What a great thing to conclude on. What a great thing to conclude on.
Yeah, I agree with you.
We reached that point, everybody, because I'm literally a little squeamish, thanks to Aaron Cates of Toronto. But we reached that point of... Final thoughts. Reach the final destination. We've seen three gentlemen share their conclusions in a competitive nature. Minus the red heifers. Yes. God. Leave it to Aaron to just grouse out everybody before we say goodbye. You know what I mean? Anyways, we're going to do our final thoughts. We're going to start with Aaron Cates in his very quick final thoughts, as we are pressed for time and I have to get my those little bags you see in the front of you on the airplanes, thanks to Aaron Cates. Go ahead, Aaron Cates, final thoughts.
All right, ladies and gents, so basically I want to say, you know, we're living in crazy times, and, you know, it's really interesting that I met James, I met Dean, I believe you guys are like family. It's not all bad. There are some amazing things that are happening, some of the people that we've met, some of the things that we've pushed through. Look, we're still here, folks. You know, I know they want to take us down and depopulate us, but we're still here. So what I want to say is keep, you know, pushing through, keep shining the light. And, you know, Canadians are rising up, farmers and truckers across Canada. I've talked to some people. They're not leaving for weeks. They said this could be Ottawa 2.0. Again, Canadians do not want to pay the carbon tax. Polls across Canada, 90% of Canadians do not want to pay this tax. The whore of Havana never comes out, does not want to listen to what we have to say. When you have someone who does not want to listen to what you have to say, you have an abuser, you have a tyrant, you have someone who just is in power for their own personal agenda, and we can't have that. It's too much to lose. Our freedom is on the line, and our future is on the line. And again, we're the shot heard around the world, and just continue pushing and continue doing what we got to do. And no one's going to do it for you except yourself. So thank you guys for joining once again. And James, amazing show as always. Look forward to next week, James. Let us know, and we'll inform everybody. So thank you so much for joining.
Thank you very much, Aaron Cates, the red heifer hunter. There you have it. Okay, let's now go to James Grundvik in his final thought.
Yes, real simple. I heard the Biden regime wants with the CDC, of course, if you fly out of the country, come back in, they want to start contracting tracing you for, I don't know, Marburg, Disease X, COVID strain 55, whatever. Don't comply. You're not forced to. It's not under law. They're going to take your DNA. They're going to inject graphene oxide and probably nanoparasite eggs into your brain, and that's what they're going to do. Do not comply. Don't do the mandates. The eclipse is your time, your turn this spring to say no more to anything from the globalists. Don't comply.
Comply. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you very much, James Grundvik. My final thought here is, well, what a hell of a show this was here tonight. I'm going to have to watch this a few times. But maybe skip a wee part towards the end. But other than that, hopefully we learn something, you learn something, because that's what it's all about. And that's what I believe is the true facts of life, is weighing the good, the bad, and going and rushing towards the uncomfortable conversations that you were told not to have, but really should have had a long time ago. And I certainly took away a lot of things here tonight. But one thing I did take away is that nobody can defeat the spirit and the heart of a champion, which I believe a lot of us truly have. And it has been displayed throughout athletics over time, throughout the world wars, but throughout the inventions and the just total rehauling of the countries that were never meant to be anything but just a land of dirt, and the ingenuity of America alone and where we've gone in a shortened amount of time, but also where we've gotten in a short amount of time in the past 4 years of our evolution. We've all learned our true nature of individuality, because the individual, as you know, as we always say, is the ultimate minority of the world. And that's what they're afraid of, especially when those individuals come together like we did here tonight. Okay, so check out James Grundvig on his new platform that we'll share once it's ready to go and blast it out to everybody. So I want to thank James Grundvig for being here. I want to thank Inspector Aaron Cates and the Red Heifers, the backing band, for being here tonight.
And pleasure, also, as always.
So for all of them, I'm Dean Ryan saying thank you for sharing a bit of your night. We'll be back very soon. And in the meanwhile, never forget to stay tuned and stay awake. No matter the eclipse, we still cast no shadow. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Is that forever man just to understand what's in his hands? What's around the lonely road? Just trying to understand.
Thank you.